begin in Raleigh, where the North Carolina General Assembly returns to session on April 24th, 2 weeks from today. What are some of the actions we can expect from lawmakers this year?
So this is short session year. Short session means we're only supposed to be there for 6 to 8 weeks.
That's State Senator Greg Meyer, a Democrat who represents Orange County.
We're really only supposed to do a limited number of things, the biggest one being updates to the budget.
But those rules are just rough guidelines. Previous short sessions have lasted longer and seen significant bills not related to the budget. Meyer says we can expect some of that again.
We've seen the Speaker of the House say that he thinks that we'll likely do some type of immigration enforcement bill, likely the bill that we saw last year that didn't go all the way through that would force local sheriffs to cooperate with ICE on immigration. I think there could easily be some bill trying to put limits on the university system's engagement in DEI practices.
Meyer says we're not likely to see a lot of action to address school funding or teacher pay, despite a recent report from the State Board of Education showing a spike in teacher attrition last year.
It used to be that it was hard to recruit teachers into poor rural school districts, and now, even our local districts, Chapel Hill Schools, Orange County, some of the best funded in the state, are struggling to recruit teachers. But there's not been any desire by my colleagues who are Republicans who run the General Assembly and set the budget to do anything significant and meaningful about that. And I just don't see them addressing it. I think they've shown that it's not a problem that they want to address. And in many ways, they want to see education fail and struggle. It's very sad.
One issue where lawmakers could take bipartisan action is on funding for child care programs, which are facing a budget shortfall. Meyer says there's support for that from organizations on the right as well as the left.
The Chamber of Commerce has actually stepped in, and our Chamber of Commerce is pretty far to the right usually and doesn't really want a whole lot of social spending. They have realized and been quite public in saying, like, we have to keep these child care programs running or else people won't be able to go to work.
But while childcare could see additional funding, Meyer and other Democrats are sounding the alarm about a bigger issue that's looming, a long-term drop-off in state revenue fueled largely by recent corporate tax cuts.
The Republicans eliminated the corporate income tax, and so they've blown a hole in our budget. And if you look 4 or 5 years out in our budget projections, we get to the point where we start to have structural deficits. We've never had that in North Carolina before. That's a problem.
Meyer says that's why Republicans have been looking at alternate revenue sources. The state has already legalized online sports betting, and lawmakers are looking at legalizing and taxing marijuana and casino gambling as well. Democrats have been critical of that strategy because it shifts the tax burden onto lower income residents who are less able to afford it. And Meyer says even that is unlikely to make any headway this year.
If we head into this year and we don't pass casinos again, there's not going to be a lot of extra money. You won't be able to see a big teacher pay raise or state employee pay raise.
Meyer says if and when it gets to that point, GOP lawmakers will start getting complaints from even their most conservative constituents. But right now, he says there's no urgency to take any action.
We really should be talking about those big picture things of how are we going to have enough revenue. But that's not the way that the leadership works.
You can read a full transcript of my conversation with Greg Meyer on our website, chapelboro.com. Over to campus now, where 20 UNC graduate programs just made the national top 10 in their respective fields in this year's edition of U.S. News and World Report's ranking of America's best graduate schools. Most notably, the Eshelman School of Pharmacy ranked number one among pharmacy schools, the Gillings School of Global Public Health ranked second among public health programs, and UNC's School of Social Work ranked fourth. Turning now to national news, the EPA is announcing new rules today regulating PFAS or forever chemicals in drinking water, the first national limit ever for those substances. Lisa Sorg is an environmental reporter with NC Newsline. She spoke with 97.9 The Hill recently about what to expect.
There's going to be a lot of gnashing of teeth from industry if it's as strict as the proposed were. So the proposed maximum concentration levels were infinitesimal, like four parts per trillion. That's basically at a detection level. So what those will be in the final analysis, what the compromise is, because it's never purely science, there's always politics, we will see what that is. But there will be a difference of opinion from environmental advocates and the industry about what is acceptable. I mean, you know, people who just want to drink clean water would say zero. So we'll see what that is, but that announcement should be made in April, and I think it's going to be for those of you who follow water quality, pretty earth shattering.
That's Lisa Sorg there. Earlier reports are that the limit will be 4 parts per trillion. That's the strict limit Sorg mentioned. EPA Administrator Michael Regan will make the announcement later today in Fayetteville. You can find the full conversation with Lisa Sorg in the News on the Hill section of our website, chapelboro.com, and visit Chapelboro for more local news, including more details about an award we reported on earlier. Chapel Hill High School has been named National School of the Year by Wix Filters and Tomorrow's Technician magazine, honoring its automotive program. The award ceremony will take place at the school tomorrow. Time is 6:18. Time now for sports, brought to you this hour by Bold Construction. Carolina men's basketball finished 7th in the final AP poll of the season after a great year that saw the Tar Heels win the regular season ACC title and advance to the Sweet 16. It's their first top 10 finish since 2019 and their 39th overall. And the Triangle was well represented in general, with Duke coming in at number 9 and NC State at number 10. ESPN has UNC ranked number 15 in their way too early top 25 for next season, though that is contingent on RJ Davis deciding to come back for one more year. Not coming back is sophomore guard Seth Trimble. Yesterday, he announced he's hitting the transfer portal for his final 2 years of eligibility. Trimble played 68 games in 2 seasons for Carolina, averaging 5 points a game off the bench this year. The end of college basketball season also means the start of spring football season. UNC spring game is in just 10 days, Saturday, April 20th in Keenan Stadium. Our first chance to get an in-person look at the quarterback battle between transfer Max Johnson and redshirt sophomore Connor Harrell, who started for Carolina in the Duke's Mayo Bowl. Here's head coach Mac Brown talking about Connor Harrell.
Connor can fly. Connor probably runs 4.4 or better. And Connor at times has been a great passer. Not a good passer, but because he's played very little, he's inconsistent some and lost some confidence. And we thought he did some really good things in a bowl game. We just didn't help him enough. That was the 7 sacks, and he got hurt. He hurt his ankle, so he couldn't run as much. So it's going to be interesting watching him. But Connor is an unbelievable young person. He's never talked about transferring. He's never threatened. He's 25-2 as a senior at Thompson High School. He won 2 state championships. He's player of the year for a couple of years. He's never asked for a penny for money. He's never griped about not playing. He's always Mr. Positive. When we told him we were going to bring a quarterback in, he said, I got it. I'm going to compete and do the best I can do. Because of that attitude, he has a chance to play.
That's UNC football head coach Mac Brown speaking there. Elsewhere in sports, UNC baseball fell to South Carolina last night, 2-1 in Charlotte. Tar Heels are back home this weekend hosting Notre Dame. UNC women's golf won the NC State match play tournament yesterday with a 3-2 win over Virginia Tech. Tar Heel women's lacrosse star Alyssa Long is your ACC Offensive Player of the Week after putting up 6 goals and a 13-9 win also over Virginia Tech. And congrats to the 22 Tar Heels, who got named the All-ACC Academic Team in track and field. In the pros, the Durham Bulls beat Lehigh Valley last night 28-10. That's not a football score, that's a baseball score. Durham had 17 runs already going into the ninth inning and then tacked on 11 more. Alex Jackson had 2 homers just in the ninth inning and 3 overall. That series at Lehigh Valley continues tonight at 6:45. Probably don't expect both teams to combine for 38 runs, but who knows. In hockey, the Carolina Hurricanes also got a win last night, slightly lower score. 4-1 was the final there at Boston. Next up, the Canes are at St. Louis Friday at 8. And the UNC softball team is back in action tonight, hosting Longwood. 5 p.m. is first pitch in Anderson Stadium.